Hello, welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy all about hybrid IT management, specifically focusing in on automation. I'm still Matt McSpirit, Technical Evangelist, and in this module, we're following on from previous modules where we've looked at how you get started with automation and then how you build some runbooks using PowerShell, PowerShell Workflow, and the Visual Designer. And now we're going to be focusing in on how you can actually reuse other people's work through the gallery. So Beth, thanks for joining me. Before we learn about the gallery, what do you do at Microsoft? Bring us up to speed.
Been at Microsoft for about 3 years now.
Nice.
Some of the other products that our team releases are Service Management Automation and right. Orchestrator. So I was going to say SMA because yeah. I'm used to saying
all
SMA.
All about acronyms. Just, SMA or SMA.
Yeah.
Whatever
SMA,
it works.
SMA. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And you've been at Microsoft since 2013. You've done events as well, like Ignite. And...
Yeah, so I've done some events. I've included a link of some of the sessions that we've done at Ignite.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So, what is this automation gallery about? I mean, it seems to me as a great way of being able to reuse other people's work, which I love because it speeds things up for me. Is that generally what it's all about?
Yeah, that's definitely what it's about. So it's a community. It's a gallery of community content. So it has both Microsoft and members of the community can publish content there, mm-hmm. and they can publish scripts or PowerShell modules. And what that allows us to do is to go in, so you don't have to start from scratch. So you can go in and look at the gallery to find something that, some sort of task that you might want to do, so to help get you started.
Right. So it could be anything, something simple like deploy a VM, or it could be something much more complex.
Exactly.
Right.
And we have tons of content in both of the galleries. So the two sources for the gallery, so you can find it from within Azure Automation, or you can go outside to either PowerShellGallery.com or TechNet Script Center.
Yeah, the PowerShellGallery.com seems quite a catchy link, I think.
Yeah, it's
easy to remember, memorable. Yeah, what do you need? A gallery for PowerShell? PowerShellGallery.com.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
That's it. We need a TV ad for that. Yep. So what kind of modules can we find in there? Give us some examples.
So I'll actually walk you through and show you some examples later on, but there's tons of modules. There's the AWS, all of the Azure modules are there. And I think there's over 600 right now, so there's just a ton of content out there if you need to for your building blocks to get started.
Okay, and once you get on the module gallery, how do you navigate? Is it easy to click around, or is there search terms and stuff?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different search terms that you can go by. So when you enter the module gallery from your automation account, you can browse by a number of different pieces of metadata. So you can search for the name, you can search for content, you can search for tags, the author. The other cool thing that I really like is you can search by the commandlet. So if you have a commandlet in your script and you don't know what module it came from, you can search from that as well.
So you're really getting down in the weeds there. I know the commandlet, so I'm going to search for that. And it gives you all of the modules that use or contain that commandlet?
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool, nice. So that's the module gallery.
Yep.
What's the other gallery?
Yeah, so the runbook gallery, and that's powered by Script Center, allows you to search for runbooks. So we have three different types of runbooks in Azure Automation. You have PowerShell runbooks, PowerShell Workflow runbooks, and then you also have graphical runbooks. And you can find all of these through this gallery here.
And they're the three that we learned about in the previous couple of modules.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's modules that we can search for. There's the runbooks that we can search for. Would you need both? I mean, would you download some modules and some runbooks and combine them together to make it all work? Or would one bring in the necessary dependencies?
Yeah, so it really depends what you're looking to do. So it's possible Azure Automation actually ships a number of modules out of the box.
Right.
So we ship a number of the Azure RM or ARM modules and then the Azure Service Manager, that module. So you can use those right out of the box, but if you're missing a module, you can import it in from the gallery and then use it in your own runbook, so you can use it as a building block to build your own script. Or you can actually import a module and then import a script that uses that module.
Gotcha. So there's some linkage there between the two.
Yep.
Cool. So you wanted to show us how this all works?
Yeah.
How people get started with the gallery?
So I'm just going to hop into my automation account right now. And there's two different entry points today for the gallery. So you can go into Assets and go to Modules. And you can see I have a bunch of different modules in my account already. So some of these modules, like this OMS Alert Helper, are not a global module. So that means that it's not provided by Microsoft, and I've imported it myself.
It's not in the box, essentially, when you
Exactly. Okay. Or if I go to my Azure module over here, this should be one that should be provided from. So you can see, yes, that's a global module, which means that Microsoft, so the automation team, is actually shipping it for you, and you can use those modules in your runbooks right away.
So just so I understand then, so something that ships by default in the box when you sign up and you register your account and stuff, that's a global module by because it's built by Microsoft and it's included in the box. If you found a module in the gallery that was provided by Microsoft, would that be a global module as well?
No, we wouldn't consider it a global module because the global modules will actually update for you. Right. So you can see I'm on version 1.03 right now.
Right.
When there's newer versions, we actually will roll out those newer versions. When you import a module in yourself, so if you deploy it from the gallery, you're then responsible for updating that module, and you it gives you a little bit more control. So you might want to update the module and then make sure all your scripts that are using that module are updated.
Okay. That makes sense. Good to know.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. So you can see there's two different ways you can add modules here. So one, if I click add a module, I can actually import local modules from a local file. I can also browse the gallery here. So as I mentioned before, I can do things like search for a commandlet. So if I search for start Azure RM automation.
You just know that one off the top of your head.
Yeah, I know a lot of those commands. Yeah.
You should be proud of that.
So I can see when I click into this, I can see a description of the module, who was created, any tags, and if there are dependencies. I can also click over to the source project and view it in the PowerShell gallery. So for example, if I click into the PowerShell gallery, I actually get over here, and I can view more information about the module itself.
Nice. Useful stuff. And there's quite a bit of information actually on here, like how many downloads, the version, when it was last updated. It's all useful stuff.
Yep, yeah. So when I click import, so this, so what automation actually does is it checks to make sure that the dependencies are present in your automation account.
Right.
So you can see here, we don't have quite the last Azure, last profile module, and since all of the R modules have dependencies on the profile module, those all need to have certain versions specified. Okay. So we give you a little bit of a helper, so you can say, okay, great, I need to actually import this one before I import the Azure Automation module.
So it doesn't do it for you at this stage, it just tells you?
Doesn't do it for you at this stage, although that is a feature that we're looking at adding
in
the future.
I'm going to put in a feature request right now.
You should. Go to user voice and request it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that later today.
Okay. So if I click on this and then I go to import, so this is going to be the module that that I need, so the Azure RM profile module.
Yep.
And I click on OK right here. Clicking on that?
There we go.
So what that's going to do is it's going to take that module from the PowerShell gallery and actually load it into your automation account.
Right.
So that process is a few different steps. So you can see that first it imports, so it's now in my account, but then all of the different activities that are contained in that module need to be extracted so you can use it in your runbooks.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so it'll show up.
This process is going through.
Exactly. So that's what that process is going through right now. So when the activities are finished extracting, this will go away, and you'll actually be able to use this module.
Nice. And looking at the size there, it's only quite small, so 1.3, just over a meg. Do they vary massively? Are some modules huge compared to this one?
Yeah, I would say the Azure module is quite large right now. But most of them are not as large as the Azure module. So this is probably about average, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. So as I'm importing that, I'm just going to let that go. I actually wanted to walk through a scenario today and talk about using a Linux module.
Great. Good, Dave.
Yeah.
Microsoft loves Linux.
Yeah. So if I click on here, I can see that there's actually a number of modules that are related to Linux in the PowerShell gallery.
Nice.
So the one that I'm going to use is from one of my teammates, Joe Levy.
Yeah, who we'll be hearing from later in the course.
Yep.
Busy building modules.
Yep. So this module, you can see it has one function which invokes an SSH command, and you can view more information on it. And so I actually already have this imported into my automation account, so I'm not going to re-import it.
And you're not going to skew his download numbers as well by re-importing it?
By re-importing it. Yeah, exactly. So what's going to happen then, so I'm just going to browse back to my module list just to show you guys that it's there. So I can see that I have the module in my account. It's available and ready for use right now. So if I go back to my runbooks list, so now I'm going to hop into the runbook gallery. So you can see I can add a runbook. So I think Chris may have covered this, but you can create a new runbook or import one from your local file system. But if you don't want to start from scratch, if you want to look at somebody else's script to see if somebody else out there has done the task that you want to do. Yeah.
We don't call that cheating. It's not plagiarism. It's reuse. It's and, you know, why reuse. Reinvent the wheel?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so in the runbook gallery, you can see you can also search. So you can search for the name, different authors. So I could search, for example, for myself, which I'll show. I have a few different runbooks in there.
Is that a common gallery search, your name?
I don't think so. So I could search for myself there. I can also use these filters on the right-hand side. So for example, if I knew that I only wanted Microsoft official content, and maybe I only want to see graphical runbooks here, I could actually click OK. And then this is going to filter down, so I only have graphical runbooks, and you can see that these are all official Microsoft scripts.
Yeah.
So that's actually not what I'm looking for now, but I'm just going to go back.
We'll try and make it difficult for you by only giving you a fifth of the button size to click on.
Yeah, it's very difficult to get that one right there.
And the taskbar.
Okay, great. So I'm actually going to import this script that I published the gallery. So it's a pretty simple one. It's just going to use that invoke SSH command. So when I click into this, there are actually a few different things to show here. So one, I can see that this is a PowerShell runbook. We have the icon. I can see what tags are on it. I can see how many downloads. Nobody's giving me a rating yet.
Hint,
hint. And
you need to publicize the runbook more.
Yeah. And you can click on that, and then you get additional information. So you can see you get a description. I can actually link over. So if I click on this link, this is going to take me over to the source project in TechNet Script Center. And then you also get, which I think is the most important part, you get a preview of what this script is going to do. Now, this one's pretty short, but you would see this. If it's a textual runbook, you get to see the text in the runbook. If it's a graphical runbook, you'll see the visual representation of what that is.
Nice.
So now that I've decided that this is the runbook that I want to import, I'm actually just going to click import right here and let's see. It will do, it allows you to change the name. So if I wanted to call this like Beth, for example, it would allow me to do that. You can add in your description and then you just get a preview of what type you're running, you're importing in.
So by importing using this method, is that essentially the same as, or is if I went to the TechNet Center that you opened before and downloaded manually that way? Is, can I reach the same goal by both methods essentially?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so just a bit easier.
Yeah, so we're just trying to make it so you don't need to leave your account and save you some steps, because otherwise you're downloading it and then you're uploading it. And so, but either way works. It's definitely the same thing.
Right.
So once I import that runbook becomes mine. It's in my automation account and I can do whatever I want with it.
Right.
So, for example, if I wanted to come in, I can click on the edit button and I can decide to modify things. So, for example, in this case, I might not want to actually install the updates, so I might change that parameter. I'm just going to save that there. And you can see just in this runbook, this is doing a few different things. So it's getting a connection. So this is going to be a required configuration step. I've already done it in my account.
Okay.
And then it just invokes the command that's being passed in from here. So if I go to my test pane over here, I can see that I have a mandatory connection name. Oops. Let me just copy this. So I have a connection name, and it's going to run this default command over here. So while this is running, so this is actually going to remote into my Ubuntu machine over here and run this command to list all the updates. There's one additional required step here. So if I hop back in to, just going to close out of this and go back to my account over here. And if I go under assets, so when I imported that SSH module, modules in automation can have one additional file, which is actually a connection file. So it's just a JSON file that helps users in their runbooks not have to specify all sorts of parameters. They'll collect things together in an object. So when I imported that SSH module, it also created a connection for me. So when I click under connections and I go to add a connection, so I can just say test right here and click on type, I see that a number of the modules that I have actually have connections in here. And then when I click on SSH, you can see there are a number of different properties that I fill out. So that's all specified in the module file that was published to the PowerShell gallery.
Okay.
And then in your runbook, usually there'll be two different parameter sets. One will allow you to use a connection to help simplify your workflow. And one will just take all of these parameters in.
Right.
So I can see here if I specify my community name, port, username, and password. So I would be able to set all of those properties. And that's actually what I'm using in my runbook. So I can see in here I already have a few different connections that are set up already.
Okay, nice. But that's specific to that particular machine. What if you had a lot of machines?
Yeah, so that's particular. It's specific to that particular machine. You had a lot of different machines, you could either have a lot of different connections and just set the different parameter in your runbook. So whenever you scheduled it, you might want to do that.
Right.
You would also be able to, if you wanted, you could put it in a file and specify it in a JSON file or something.
Right.
So there are definitely other workarounds that you could do.
That you can use versus hard coding.
Yep.
Machine one, machine two, machine three, machine four. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
So I'm just going to pop back over to my runbook over here. So this looks like the one that I just created.
Mm-hmm.
And if I pop back over to my edit and then hop open to the test pane over here, we should see that this has completed successfully. And then I can see all of the different updates that were run. So you can see sort of from the end to end how much more simple it was. I didn't have to think about authoring the module. I just got those building blocks right away.
Yeah.
And then going from the gallery, I was able to start off with a script. And I really didn't have to do any authoring in here. But if I wanted to do authoring and customizing, I could do it.
Right, nice. So you could take somebody else's resources, somebody else's module, somebody else's runbook, and just tweak it how you see fit.
Yeah.
I guess you could then re-upload to the community.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. With a different name, with a different runbook, and whatever else. So,
yep.
Cool. So is there anything else that people need to know about the gallery? And obviously, we've covered downloading modules, integrating the modules into your existing environment. You've got loads of stuff around using runbooks, and you've shown a demo of an example that it's not just about Microsoft, it's heterogeneous as well.
Mm-hmm.
What if I start to, dust off the old coding fingers and start creating something? What can I do? How can I help?
Yeah, so we really like to have the community contribute to the gallery, and that's really how we have so much content on that, where we have active community members. So there are two different places that you can go to contribute. So again, you can go to Script Center. So I have a URL here that provides some instructions for best practices for uploading scripts that will run in Azure Automation.
So things like tagging is important.
Yes, exactly. So these are, I'm showing here the three most important ones. One, we only pull content that shows up in the Windows Azure category. Note, though, that if you're in Azure Automation, we support hybrid scenarios with Hybrid Runbook Worker, so you don't necessarily need to have your samples be cloud-focused.
Right, yep, good point. And we'll be covering hybrid and on-prem automation later on.
Yep, but then some of the other requirements are that you actually have to upload the file that you want people to use, so it has to have either the graphical runbook or the PowerShell script attached to it. And then you also have to include a code snippet in the upload as well.
Right, and the code snippet is... Explain to us what that means.
Oh, yeah. So when you're actually uploading to Script Center, there's a little place where you can click to add code snippet. And typically what you want people to do is to know what's in your runbook without having to download.
It's almost like that green commented section at the top of your runbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Store.
Yeah, you can put in some comments. You could put in the entire script.
Right.
So just to let people know what they're about to download before they download it.
Nice.
And of course, as you mentioned before, we want people to tag and write good descriptions so our users know what they're getting before they import.
More downloads as well, and ratings as well, which is important. So that's the Script Center. What about the PowerShell Gallery? Do I need to register for that? Can I just log in as anybody?
Yeah, so you need to do a one-time registration where you'll create an account and you'll get an API key with that that you can use to publish your content there. And you can actually publish right now modules or scripts to the PowerShell Gallery. So we encourage you to publish both there. There's a ton of content there too. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So hopefully you found that useful. There's loads of cool stuff about using the gallery. I'm all for using other people's work. It really accelerates how quickly you can start to deploy automation within your environment and benefit and search through. Make sure you use the resources that Beth has provided, because it gives you a chance to actually accelerate how quickly you can start to use automation in your environment, tweaking that what's there, adding to what you've already built yourself as well. So loads of cool stuff there. So thanks, Beth, for helping us understand how we can use the gallery. And in the next module, we're going to be focusing more on how you start to use existing investments in System Center and bring those forward in to automation, Azure Automation, OMS Automation, and so on. So thanks, and join us then.